Welcome to another episode of the Chit Chat in the Quarter podcast. I'm your host, Irora Agbar. It's a real pleasure for me to serve you in this capacity. I'm grateful that you will take time out of your busy schedule to join me today. If you're new to the podcast or you've listened before, let me encourage you to do a few things before we go into today's content. Leave a comment and review this. It helps me create content that serves you best. And subscribe and share this with your friends and your family. And what that does, it helps create more awareness of this podcast. For today's episode, I will bring you a second part to what we started last month. Last month, we spoke on a leader that communicates, listens. We looked at a quote from Sir Alex Ferguson where he wrote in his book, "There's a reason God gave us two ears, two eyes, and one mouth. The very reason that he expects us to listen and watch twice as much as we actually talk." In my opinion, he's speaking to that notion of us being slow to speak, but then really quick to listen. For today's episode, I want us to talk on a leader that communicates, keeps it simple. Now, I don't know about you, but I've been in presentations, in meetings, in talks where it's just been more complicated than it should have been. Or maybe you've presented the talk that has just been convoluted and complex. Really and truly, as communicators, as leaders in whatever sphere of influence that we have, we want to be clear and we want to be concise in our communication, because anything outside of clarity, anything outside of being concise actually works against our objective. Now, for me, when I communicate with people, I'm trying to elevate, I'm trying to equip, I'm trying to educate. So anything that would help me achieve that objective is great. Anything that works against it is bad. And in my own experience, when I have been clear, when I have been concise, that has really helped me achieve my objectives. It's been better than being convoluted, being complicated, and just being ambiguous. In being convoluted and complicated, we become ambiguous. So there are a number of things that I've done and I continue to do that is helping me and developing my ability to communicate in a way that is simple. The first thing that I really had to work on is understanding what it is I'm trying to communicate. I think a lot of times we go into a conversation or a presentation and we don't fully understand what we are communicating. I had an experience last year with my son. He was preparing for an exam and I was teaching him Matt and my wife was teaching him literature, and we split it that way because of our strengths. And I was explaining the concept to him and he wasn't getting it. I explained it a few times and then he started crying. He got frustrated. He was crying. I got frustrated. I wanted to cry. I'm like, why are you crying? We're going to get this. And what he said to me really helped me. He said, "Well, Dad, you've explained it a few times and I'm not getting it. I feel like I am not smart enough." In that moment, I realized actually it's not you. The reason you're not getting it is not because you're not smart, because you are smart. I haven't explained it in a way that you can understand. I haven't understood this properly to present it in a way that you can appreciate. So it's not you, it's me. The best teachers know this, that it's never a problem with the child or their trainees. It's usually how that information is communicated. Albert Einstein says that if you can't explain it simply, you don't understand it enough. So the very first thing for us to do, in my opinion, is understand. Now, I'm not saying or suggesting that you would understand every single thing about every single topic, but you must have a decent mastery of what it is you're about to talk on so that you can present it in a way that it's clear, it's concise, and it's not convoluted, it's not complicated. First thing, understand what it is you're trying to communicate. The second thing I feel that we need to do, and what I have been doing, is using everyday language. Use phrases and words that people can understand and appreciate. There's no point using grammar and words that your audience cannot understand. Yes, it may communicate how educated you are, but it actually disconnects and doesn't resonate with your audience. And again, that defeats the objective of your communication. You want to keep it simple by using language your audience can understand. You don't have to prove how intellectual you are. As a matter of fact, I think using language that connects with your audience shows your level of intelligence, because you're aware of the situation, you're aware of who is in front of you, and you're ensuring that your communication has been tailored to be effective in that moment. So keep it simple by using everyday language that people can understand. I think the third thing, and this has definitely been a big one for me that I've had to work and that I'm still working on, is the third thing in wanting to keep it simple is we do not want to talk for too long. We really want to use less words. Like I said, this was a big problem for me. My wife would always say to me, "Iro, you're going on for too long. You're talking for too long. It's good." I remember there was one particular time she said to me, "You had a lot to say and it was good. But the problem was at the end of that, I wasn't sure what you wanted me to hear. You use too many words. Try to use less words." And this has been a big struggle for me. And I'll tell you why. Now, I know one of the gifts I have is teaching. I like to take complex concepts and just present them in a way that is simple. It's clear and people can easily understand. My thinking at the time was, for me to do that, for me to achieve that, I had to use many words to really explain it and to drive home the point. But my wife was really trying to teach me that you can achieve that. You can, as a matter of fact, achieve that better if you would use less words. Don't talk too much, because in all of that talk, the essence of what you're trying to communicate gets lost because you've said too much. And she's like, "You don't have to pack it all in that one conversation. Just keep it simple, use less words and stick to the point." So the third thing is we want to definitely speak less. Don't talk for too long, use less words. And this really leads into the fourth point, is you want to, at the center of your mind, keep the essence of what it is you're trying to achieve and what it is you're trying to communicate. That needs to be focus, center, that needs to be the priority. Everything you do needs to revolve around what is the essence of this interaction? What are my wins? What are my objectives from this interaction? Otherwise, we can run off a tangent. I say to people at work, when you're, say you're performing an audit, you've come in to audit a process, you will find things that may be wrong in one area or another area. Now, remember, you've come to audit this process. You haven't come to audit that. So whilst you may notice these things, schedule different audits to look at these different areas. Otherwise, you can go way off a tangent and that would distract you from the very reason of performing that audit in the first place. You then miss the point of why you are performing that audit. So the fourth thing is keep in focus the essence of that communication. What am I trying to say? What is my win? What are the take home? What are the big ticket items that needs to be discussed or presented in this interaction? What are the next steps? Keep it focused. And finally, give people time to speak, to ask questions, to seek further clarity. It's a point we raised last month, but I think it's worth raising again. If you've been given 30 minutes to present, do it in 15 or 20 max. Give people 10 minutes or 15 minutes to ask questions for discussion, because there you can really drive home the point. You can really emphasize key things and it just helps that interaction. It helps understanding. Give people time to ask questions. So as a recap, a leader that communicates keeps it simple. They do this by first understanding what it is they're trying to communicate, being clear and concise. They also use everyday language, phrases, and words that people can understand, meeting people exactly where they are. The third thing they do is they do not speak for too long. They use less words. They shave off the fat and just stick to the basics. The fourth thing they do is at the center of their message is the very essence of that communication. What are we trying to achieve here? What's our goal? What's our win? And finally, they leave room for questions. They leave room for interaction. They leave room for discussion. As we bring this to an end, there are three things I'll love you to work on. The first thing is just research. Whatever topic or item you're going to be speaking on, do your research. Understand it first for yourself. The second thing I would encourage you to do is ask your friends and your family, your loved ones, to give you honest feedback or critique of how you communicate. Ask them if you speak for too long, if you give others an opportunity to talk, if you use too much words, or if you use, you know, language that is not easily understandable. Ask for that feedback and use that feedback to work on the areas you feel you need to work on. The third thing I would encourage you to do is, from now, even at home, your interactions at work, speak less. Use less words and give others the opportunity to speak. It might be hard, especially if you love to talk a lot. I'm constantly reminding myself, Iro, less. Less is more. In my head, I'm saying, Iro, less is more. Just speak less and give others the opportunity to speak. As a matter of fact, what has really been helping me with that is I'm asking more questions. So rather than just saying what I think, I'm asking questions. So try that in your everyday practice. Use less words, ask questions, and give others the opportunity to speak. I hope that this episode has been helpful to you. And until the next episode, we've been chit-chatting in a quarter.